T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Taylor Heinicke, I think he's only got 3 NFL starts, but I'm sure you watched the Giants game. It's not like you would think maybe they're protect him, put him, in a bubble. No, I mean, it's like, it seems like he's running the full offense. Yeah. They let him throw it all over the place.
Yeah, he's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, he's a very mobile, athletic quarterback who trusts his playmakers to make plays on the ball. Like you said, I mean, we're going to have our hands full. We got to play well.
When you went back and watched the tape, what did you see with AJ Epinesa? He seemed to be, like you said, with Taron Johnson out of the game. He was all over the field, AJ.
Man, same with AJ, man. I mean, just a player who's really grown, and he's going to continue to grow into himself and being the best version of himself, best football player he can be. And, I mean, that man was a beast out there on Sunday, and so just hopefully he keeps it going.
When you get pressure like that up front, the way they were able to, how much does that help you guys on the back end?
Yeah, I mean, it makes it, you ain't got to cover as long, obviously. Forces quarterbacks to make bad decisions. And so, like I said, our rush is coming, and we just hope that those guys, we just got to cover on the back end.
When it comes to Logan Thomas, how much does his time here help you in your attempts to limit him, and he's really seemed to ascend.
Yeah, obviously a player some of us has some familiarity with. He's a captain over there, so, a guy who's respected on his team, a guy who's grown into his role on that team, and he's someone who's a top target on that football team, especially when he gets down to the red zone. So, he's someone who I've enjoyed watching his career over the years, and now, obviously it's time to strap him, lace him up against each other, so it's going to be fun.
Going back to AJ, I know he's only entering his second season. His potential as a player.
I mean, the sky's the limit for that kid, man. I mean, he's just like you said, he's just growing into himself. He's starting to understand the game a lot more, understand our scheme a lot more, and he's just continuing to learn. And so, the sky's the limit for him.
What are the challenges of this is going to be Heinicke's first role start of having not a lot of tape on a quarterback?
Yeah, it could be very challenging, but just understanding. How they're trying to attack you on offense, not just, singling him out specifically, but that, the entire offense, how they're trying to attack you, understanding, their playmakers, where they are, certain situations in the game, and so, and then just being able to execute our defense. And, we feel like if we're able to do that, we're able to play fast, and that's a good thing.
For you guys defensively, what's the balance between riding momentum, you guys have been playing really well, and taking it 1 week at a time?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. Obviously, the 24-hour window. But, at the same time, you want to keep that sense of urgency that throughout the week, throughout practice, and continue, like you said, that momentum and make, turn one game into two games and one game at a time. But, you look back at the end of the year, those 1 days at a time, those 1 games at a time start to pile up.
Going off that, Micah said back in 2019 that confidence is a hell of a drug, and that coming off a shutout, coming off of these things and playing to the potential, where does this defense, you may not say it to us, but like in the locker room, what is the kind of the swagger level at?
Oh, we know we still got work to do. It's a long season, man. Each week, as a player, it seems like each week gets harder and harder no matter who you're really playing. With that one game, that one day at a time, one game at a time approach, that's kind of just really how you have to take it. You can't never feel like you just made it, because as soon as you feel like you've made it or you're there, that's kind of when somebody else kind of passes you. And you never want to feel complacent. And I think our defense, our team, is doing a really good job of that and just continue to work.
And like looked over one shoulder, another shoulder, and maybe back again.
Yeah.
As a DB, does that kind of ability to track a ball get your attention?
Yeah, It was a great play. It was a great play by him. I actually saw it on the replay, and then obviously watching tape, I rewound it a couple of times. The safety had a chance to make a play on the football, and he didn't, and kind of went through his arms, and Terry was able to track the ball down on the sideline and make a miraculous catch. And so, you know, that just shows you he's got ball skills and he's able to make tough catches. And so we just got to have to be contested and play physical.
You guys had not had a shutout under Sean McDermott before. How important was it for you, even in the fourth quarter when, you know, the score was what it was and the game was pretty well in hand, to finish that job and get that shutout?
Yeah, that's all we kept talking about, was just finishing. You know, you can kind of sense that guys really wanted a shutout when that time came around. You know, we felt like we could do it. And so, you know, kudos to the guys that, you know, even when the starters came out, the guys that came in the game, you know, they played lights out and like I said, continued that momentum and was able to handle the job.
Do you see any of Stephon Diggs and Terry McLaurin?
Nah. Steph is his own. Steph is his own entity, I'll say.
You've been in the league long enough to kind of know when you've got a good defense and when the preparation translates to what's going on in the field once you hit week one, week two, and on. Is there a reason for this fast start by the defense this year that maybe you didn't have last year or the year before?
And I just think, like I said, and I know it's cliche and I know I keep saying it, but, like, you know, we've been through so much as a defense. You know, guys have been in this defense in 3, 4, 5 years now. We've lost extremely bad. We've won at a very, you know, low, like over this last weekend. We've learned how to handle, you know, the situations throughout the game, throughout the week, and really taking that 24-hour rule into effect and not, whether we lost the last game, not dwelling on the last game, or whether we won the last game, not getting too high over the last game. You know, you got a job at hand right now, and right now that's the Washington football team. And you know, we just obviously had practice, and, you know, what's important right now is what we go in there and do in these meeting rooms, go in there and correct our mistakes and be able to come back tomorrow and like it's a new day and practice hard, and like one day at a time. And that's, it's cliche as hell. I hate telling you guys that every single time, but like, in reality, when you look at it, you know, you don't ever want to look back, say, dang, I wish I could have did this, or I was dwelling on this, man. It's really, how do I get better right now? And, you know, how do I learn from my mistakes from the past and just continue to move forward? There's going to be ups and downs throughout a game. There's going to be ups and downs throughout a season. Just continuing to stay together and continuing to fight for each other. I think that's what our defense represents. I think that's what our team represents.
Obviously, you know the history between, or I should say, with Ron Rivera and Coach McDermott. When you get to be in a game like that, where there is that connection between the two, is there anything special about that as a player?
I mean, you know, I don't know how to answer that really. You know, obviously, when there's a connection between the coaches, you know, you want to go out there and, I mean, every week you want to go out there and win, you know, regardless of what's going on personally or whatever. You know, there's some guys on the other team I know personally. That doesn't mean Mike is out there trying to go play a lot harder, because, you know, every week is its own challenge. And, you know, no matter who we're playing, we know we got to go out there and play well to win.
Jumping off that last year before, just the commitment to the same group of guys, the preparation, how much confidence can you get from that?
You know, a lot. You know, when you're able to trust the guys that you're playing with, you know, Levi and I tell each other each week, you know, yeah, you got my back, I got your back. And, you know, there were two plays specifically. The one play where he had a pick, he had my back on that play, dude. I mean, they got me on a sucker screen, and Levi was able to get my back and make the play. And there's another play, you know, he could have stayed outside on a block, but it didn't happen. But at the end of the day, you know, when nobody's pointing fingers, nobody's blaming each other. We're out there, we're competing, and we're playing for each other. So, you know, when you have that camaraderie, when you have that, you know, those type of guys on that side, it's fun to play with. It's fun to be a part of, and you want to take advantage of every single day that you're out here, because this, you know, this is my ninth year. Who knows how much longer I'm going to play, but I want to enjoy this time right now that I have with my teammates and my coaches.
You said that getting better every single day is a cliche and you hate to keep using it. Is there a time in your career where that kicked in, or have you always been like that?
For me, I mean, personally, I just feel like I've always kind of just been an underdog, and I've always kind of had to prove somebody every single day, you know, whether it was the first time I stepped on a college campus in training camp or first time I stepped on an NFL field in Philadelphia when I was a seventh round pick. Even here, you know, every single day I feel like I got to prove something, prove it to myself, prove it to my teammates. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is let my teammates down. And so, you know, I think every single day you got something to prove.
You can make an argument right now that Milano's the best linebacker in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, how impressive has his start to the season been? And how much do you guys feed off the way that he flies around?
Yeah, man. I mean, just the juice that he plays with, the energy he plays with, the plays he makes, man. He's grown so much since he first came here within the defense and himself. And it's fun to turn the tape on and watch Matt Milano play football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.